Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Monday. We get moving on this Monday. Fan Morning Show kickoff brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Colin Dunlap alongside Doran Dickerson. Adam Crowley is here. Chris Mack is off today. So much happening, so let's get to it. Check us out on video or on the web stream, 937thefan.com, right there live at the top. You can watch us live. That is great. Odyssey Rewind feature. The Odyssey app is wonderful. And then the Rewind feature, you can go back up to 72 hours. Also, smart speakers. They're all the rage. People love them. Smart speaker in your house, smart speaker wherever you are. Just say, hey, Alexa, play 93.7 The Fan, and wham, we come up right there, right in your ears. With that, Doran, I say good morning to everyone. How are you?
Good morning, Colin. Good morning, Adam.
Uh-huh. Good, good
morning.
Adam. Mm-hmm. When is opening day? We're less than a week away, right?
Thursday.
There we are. Thursday in the Natty.
In the Natty, in 4 the, o'clock.
In the, do they still do that thing? I don't know. The baseball used to always open in the Natty. Like, that was the first game, always.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. They still have their parade, and it's like a huge event in Cincinnati, but they no longer get to open the season.
Didn't they cancel it one year because John McSherry died that morning?
Oh, man. I do remember that.
Do you remember that?
No.
I was looking at you. I was like, you don't remember.
Nah.
That's terrible.
Just lying, keep it moving.
No, I think an umpire died that morning.
Man.
And they had to cancel it. It was John McSherry.
I know a lot of Cincinnati people, and I remember the first time it was Yankees-Red Sox that they opened the season.
Oh, like the night before.
Yeah, and they were pissed.
They were mad. They were upset with that. But I say that because you have your pirate hat on. So it looks good on you. I like it. Oh, Hayes Eagles update. Eaglet watch. They're apparently Eagles. I saw that somebody put on social media the Eagle. I don't know if it was the Hayes one or the Steel Mill Eagle. They're Steel Mill Eagles now.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one over by the one was being fed by the mom, and they made this big thing of it. Look at this. That's just what they do.
That's what they do.
That's what they are. One, but I remember when the one time, and I didn't want to even have Eagle talk today, but it just popped up on the television. The Eagle fell out of its nest, okay, or something happened. The little eagle fell out of its nest. The other eagle and hadn't been able to fly yet. So the mom eagle went down and picked it up, and its wing was a little bit busted. It was nursing it back to health, and it was going to be okay. And I remember on the news, they were saying, and it wasn't breaking news, they had it on the next day, they had this big headline about how resilient the eagle was.
Oh.
To which I it wasn't resilient. It was just being an eagle.
Right.
Yeah.
And just going out there and taking care of business.
Now, I remember getting some hateful correspondence from some people that were like, how in the world can you say that that's the case? Text here, John McSherry died at home plate on opening day. That's right. He went back to the screen and like clutched his chest.
Oh, oh man, that's horrible. Geez.
It was terrible. Right. I believe it was opening day in Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken. So that's that. Anyway, let's get to it. Crowley, big incident today. Crowley comes in and I could tell he was a little bit off, right? Because I always get here about 3 minutes before Crowley. Sometimes we pull in the parking lot together. We're right on the, sometimes he pulls in before me. But a lot of times I'm here and I am honestly taking my jacket off as he is right before me. It's like clockwork. And I could tell he wasn't like white, but he was a little shaken. I said, hey, how's everything? He goes, oh, okay. And he said, it was the closest I've ever come. Do you want to try to finish the sentence, Doran?
To the closest you've ever come to...
I mean, it could be a lot of things.
It could be a lot of things. To pooping myself.
No, close. Close. That happens a lot. The closest I've ever come to what, Adam?
Slamming into one of Green Tree's finest deer.
Yeah.
Oh.
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 Doran, he was white as a ghost and a little bit, I got to say, his hands were a little bit shaking still. What? Tell me the story.
Yeah.
I'm flying down Green Tree Road. There's no one around, you know. Probably going 45, a little over the speed limit, and see a deer, slam on the old brakes, even still. I'll tell you, I was his head, her head, whatever, a foot away from passenger side.
Seriously?
Getting taken off. I mean, as close as I've ever come. I mean, 1 second if I had been behind, I'm probably taking that dude's head right off.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wasn't going slow, so the car would not have been good. Would not have felt good for me probably either.
Was he standing or was he like walking across?
He was walking.
He was walking.
And then he kind of pulled up. It worked out to where we just missed. I mean, just missed. And I say it every day. I tell my wife every single day when I get home, yep, saw this many deer. It's every day. There's never been a day that I've been driving in that I haven't seen a deer close to me on Green Tree Road. Now, typically you're not going that fast, but this was where Green Tree and Cochran split.
Yeah.
So I was kind of cooking a little bit.
And I, you know what? I feel you in that situation, why you probably would be startled, because, I mean, like everybody, you get in that trance when you drive, but especially in the morning, like, you know, it's kind of clockwork where I'm just driving. Like, I'm not even thinking about, like, where I'm going. I'm, like, tuned in.
Auto mode,
right?
Assembly so, line, like,
yes,
right?
And you don't expect anything to pop up. I barely expect to see cars.
Right.
So, like, you know, I make the left whenever I get off at Green Tree exit. You know, I know what I'm doing. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. I would have been startled, too, if something would have just popped out of nowhere.
I guarantee you.
Guarantee.
That I have seen more deer than cars in the totality of my drives in. No question about it.
I agree with that. Same.
Yeah.
I used to, for a long time, go one way, okay? And then they cleared out this land kind of by where I live, where they're going to build some more homes down this. I don't go that way anymore because after they cleared it out, it is just a gazillion deer. I've rerouted the way I come to work now over the past, since after the pandemic pretty much, since then, because they cleared out this land and they're building homes. And now that one road is just filled with deer at that
deer
time.
Deer Haven.
Deer Haven.
Ooh.
Yes. Crowley, the closest, I mean, Doran, his face, it was, I thought something was wrong health-wise with him. He was shaking. He was shook.
I'd have been busted up.
Because, like, I mean.
New car, too.
Yeah, new car.
Yeah, man.
And it's a car, too. So
low rider.
I don't know. Like, I mean, impact is impact, but you might have felt some of that impact.
Oh, it would not have felt good. I bet you the airbags would have popped.
Yeah.
You know, it really would have felt the impact.
The deer.
Correct.
Boom.
RIP, deer.
They'd have been done because it was the face. It was a face.
Antlers?
No antlers.
Well, then it may have been not a he deer.
Not a he deer. It was a she deer.
Right.
It was about to be a no deer.
Right.
An eviscerated deer, but the head would have popped right off.
Oh,
the closest I ever came when I wasn't driving, I went to visit my buddy at Cal U, and my one friend wasn't drinking. He was the DD that night. Good guy, Dan. And we're coming back from this party at Cal U, and we're going probably 80 on the highway, and a deer sprints right in front of us.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was a buck. We were very fortunate
that one road you can go 80 on, 66 or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's banked like a racetrack.
That probably road. Around the same time, too, 3 a.m.
Yeah, by the Joe Montana bridges there. You can go, I mean, you can fly. It's meant to fly on that road, I think. Woo. Woo.
It shakes you. You don't like it.
Do you think that, okay, question. They're dumb, but do you think the deer knew he came that close to your car? Do you think the deer is telling his deer friends right now, listen, guys, this is the closest I've ever come to hitting a car?
I think so. I think he knew. She knew. I mean, it was that close to where I mean, it definitely felt the wind. It knew I was going. Maybe even a whisker touched my car is how close I was to this cat. I mean, that close.
See, I think the deer just see lights. Like deer in the headlights. You
idiot
know, like the
deer.
You know, I just, I don't know.
Stupid ass.
What's he supposed to do? He's trying to get from one side to the other.
Yeah, well, but where's he going? Giant eagle?
Maybe.
Like, there's nothing to eat over there. I don't even know where he's coming from. Taco
he's
Bell?
Walking around. They are. I have seen fewer deer, but I say that now I'll see a gazillion of them. But yeah.
I usually don't see him there. I usually see him further down Green Tree. Like when I get closer to all the gas stations and
right.
the chiropractor place.
Well, their backs. They need back adjustments, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's because they're getting hit by cars
yes.
so often.
The deer. The deer. You're right about that assembly line. I can't do it with Amy Lawrence, so I listen to Ben Maller, who's really, really good. So, but he is, and I get in assembly line mode. Ben does his show out of Los Angeles, so it's only like midnight where he is when mm-hmm. I'm driving in. And it's interesting. And then I know, much like how people demark their day probably as they're driving in on different like segments and get money and the five, I know my, like the guideposts I need to hit by a certain timer that I do hit when Ben is talking about certain things on his show. And it's interesting. I do get into like zombie like
right?
when I'm on 28.
And then you kind of like wake up, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, how did I make it from there? Yeah. Not that I was ever in jeopardy of falling asleep,
exactly.
but I'm just in a trance-like drive.
Exactly.
I enjoy the drive-in.
It's one of my – it is my – the calmest I am all day is driving to work.
Yes.
Hundo P.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel – I put on the XM radio, bump along to some tunes.
So do you guys along. Listen to radio before you come in and do radio?
I can't yeah, not that. Amy Lawrence. I listen to Ben Maller, who does the show on Fox.
I have to listen to music.
You
yeah,
do?
I'm bumping yeah. to the tunes.
Well, I kind of, every once in a while, I'll get an idea.
Mm.
Yeah, I want to hear what he's talking about. Because at 3 o'clock, he hits a different, a big topic, you know? And so I'll catch that right when I start my car.
I wanted to know this about you personally. Like, do you,
sure.
like, a day-to-day, like, just everything that you do that you just can get an idea from? Because you have a million ideas all the time. And that's what I love about you, and that's
right,
what
right.
I love about the show. You always bring great ideas. And I was, like, wondering one day, like, you're like, I stopped at the gas station, and you're always in a situation where you do have an idea. Are you somewhat searching for the ideas, or
no.
are you, they just come to you?
Everything's content. So what you have to do is I don't go look for them. But if there's an idea, and you could do this. It's simple. As soon as you walk away from a situation, you have to say, how is that applicable to something we could talk about on the air?
Ooh.
If it is.
Ooh.
If it is. Not everything is. Like Crowley, as soon as that deer almost hit him, you had to think, wow, now, there we go. I check off one of the boxes on things we got to talk about on the show. And, essentially, we just killed 12 minutes. Yeah.
I don't know what happens if I hit that deer.
Right.
Is Greg Finley producing the show right now? Does Craig Riley have to drive in? What happens? I don't know.
Yeah, so everything is content. So I don't go looking for it. Actually, it's like Seinfeld. Life is way more interesting and relatable than the stuff that you look at that is manufactured content.
Yes.
You know, just the regular stuff is way more interesting because people go, oh, yeah, because right now we could talk about the Steelers' offensive tackle. But everybody, when Crowley said that, said, you know, I remember the one time I was driving on 51 or the one time I was driving on Route 8 or the one time I was driving on 28 or 279. Everybody is listening thought of the time they came closest to hitting a deer or hit one.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person that was listening, right? But if we talk about the Steelers' left tackle, they go, man, I don't know. I watched a basketball game yesterday. I don't know. It's March 27th. I don't know. F the Steelers, it's hockey season. But everybody about that deer thought about a deer.
I agree.
Right? That's
yep.
that's why Seinfeldian and with Larry David type stuff, if you walk around and you say, hey, we do a sports show, you listen, oh, yeah, Fan Morning Show. I swear 7 or 8 out of 10 people will come up to you and go, do you remember that time you were talking about? It has nothing
right.
to do with sports.
Right. Yep. It's
the
so
stuff
true.
That they remember.
Yes.
It's wild.
So
people will come up and say, the day you were at Punxsutawney, I was laughing my ass off.
Yep.
oh, yeah, what about Roethlisberger? What about Sidney Crosby? No. When Crowley was – Doran was talking about the fuzzy hat guys, and you thought they were a sex cult. Wait, what about the Pirates? No. Punxsutawney is where it's at.
It's so true.
Seriously.
It's so good.
So when people say, talk sports, well, hold on, we'll get there. Yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Right?
We got time for that.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually.
Next.
It'll happen. All right, so much to get into, including sports. And I need to tell you this, there's a movie out, and, you know, we had somebody, this is incredible because we were kind of first on this. From award-winning director Ben Affleck, Air reveals the unbelievable game-changing partnership between a then-rookie Michael Jordan and Nike's fledgling basketball division, which revolutionized the world of sports and contemporary culture with the Air Jordan brand. Moving story follows career-defining gamble of an unconventional team with everything on the line, the uncompromising vision of a mother who knows the worth of her son's immense talent, and the basketball phenom who would become the greatest of all time. Want to win VIP seating at a special screening of the film before it's released on Tuesday, April 4th at 7 p.m. at the Waterfront 22 in Homestead? Call now. 412-928-9370. 10th caller gets it. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.